And now, James Gravel.
As we examine the will of God, we need to ask an important preliminary question. How can we know the will of God? If we can provide the answer to that question, it should be of immense help to us in further studies of this topic. Here is the answer. One of the varieties of God's will is His revealed will, also known as His perceptive or moral will. As its name applies, this aspect of God's will refers to His revealed precepts, laws, or commandments. Today, God has made known to us His will through the Bible, which is His declared will concerning what we should do and what we should not do. While, as Moses explained in Deuteronomy 29, verse 19, the secret things belong to the Lord, it nevertheless is true that God has revealed certain things to us so that we may do all the words of the law. This aspect of God's will teaches us what we ought to believe and how we ought to act. Things that violate God's standard of right and wrong are clearly presented within the Scripture. For example, it is because of the revealed will of God that we know that we are not to steal, Matthew 19:18, engage in sexual immorality, Romans 1, verse 29, be covetous, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, lie, Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, and etc. If God's Word prohibits a certain action, then the decision about whether we should carry out such an action has already been made for us. Similarly, it is because we have the revealed will of God that we also know the things that God wants us to do. If God's Word authorizes a certain action through command, inference, or example, then our decision regarding that action must flow from that authority. For instance, we know that it is God's will that we be holy as He is holy, 1 Peter 1, verse 6. Love our enemies, Matthew 5, verse 44. Do good unto all people, Galatians 6, verse 10. Repent of our sins, Luke 13, verse 3. Live a faithful Christian life, Revelation 2:10, etc. All of our thoughts, attitudes, motives, and actions must be governed by the exacting moral standards that are clearly set forth in God's Word.